In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Teresa Schizaburnaby, my mother. Before we enter into the sermon, I do ask for your prayers in a special way for one of our dear brothers, for Brother Vincent Rodriguez. Just lives right there. He passed away last night, just before midnight. And so to keep him and his family in prayers, his wife Irma, the whole of the family who is there, they're in mourning. The gospel talks about that, right? Blessed are those who mourn, for they will receive divine comfort. And so they're going to receive the divine comfort when they mourn in Christ. We should also seek to do what it is that we can comfort them as well in the midst of this affliction as well. Mary, his mother, having to have buried two children already, something that no mother should ever have to do at any point. So please be conscious of them. We just set up the time for his funeral, which will be this coming Saturday here within our parish. I believe it's at 11 o'clock, but I'll double check that time for you. Please do be mindful of Vincent as we go through this Mass and as well as through the coming days. He's a good, faithful man. As well, today begins this octave of All Souls, of All Saints, and so to make sure you make a visit to any one of the cemeteries, if you haven't already made it today, please do so, and if you don't know what to pray, here are some suggestions. You don't have to pray these things, but they're really good prayers. As those of you who have already begun praying in the cemetery know, really good prayers here, plenty of them in the back, take as many as you wish. Remember that you can gain an indulgence every day for doing so, and what I didn't realize is that the Pope extended it, just like he did last year, to do it at any 8 days during the month. You can receive that indulgence, and every other day that you go will be a partial indulgence. You just get to choose which days you're ready for the plenary indulgence in that way. So the generosity of the Church is great, particularly during this time of the pandemic. Please be conscious of that. Now, to get on to the sermon, what is it that I always say? You've been with me for quite some time now. We've been together often. So every year I bring up a couple of things on this particular day. And what is one of those things that I always remind you about this particular day that we celebrate this feast today? Anybody remember? It's exactly right, Rosalie. It is All Saints Day. And so what do I talk to you about every All Saints Day? What do I remind you is the most important thing about All Saints Day? Not even Fabian remembers? Okay. The most important thing about All Saints Day, this particular feast day, rather than giving it to you myself, I want to share with you something that a beautiful young woman who is from, well, at least I first met her in Portales many years ago before I was a priest. This is what she wrote this morning to me, just kind of randomly sent me a message. She said, "Happy Solemnity of All the Saints. I like to think of this day as my feast day because it is what God wants in me. And he will help me do it." She says, "I'd like you to think of this day as my feast day. I like to think about it as the day of my saint day, when I'm a saint. Because that's what God wants in me. And he's going to help me do it." See, that's what today is about. We have within our church all these great saints. And the ones that we have these feast days that we celebrate, the ones that we look up to, the ones that we hear these amazing stories about and we read about in the books, those are the saints that maybe you say would be the saints with a capital S. Those ones who the church recognizes their intercession over us. Those are important ones to inspire us in this way. But then we have other saints, and it's not limited just to those ones. The saints that we have today are also, there's like these small S saints. And who are those? Small S saints are like maybe the abuela that you have, that grandmother that you have who is constantly on you, reminding you of your prayers day in and day out, making sure you had a good lunch that was prepared for you, making sure that she would sacrifice for you, lead you to Mass when maybe you didn't want to go, give you that encouragement that was there. And when she passed, that was it. She's off there in the cemetery someplace. The church didn't recognize her, didn't prepare her canonization cause. She made it to heaven. And so she's a saint too. It's just like maybe that fourth grade teacher that you had at a moment when you were really struggling to make it through something and did some kindness for you, reminded you that you could make it through this, that you could get good grades, that you didn't have to be bullied in that way that you were, that there was something good in you, and she inspired you in that way. She also did that for countless others because she wanted you not just to make it through this school life well, but because she knew that there was something beautiful in you, inspired by the beauty which she saw in you through Christ. She made it to heaven too. There's no cause of canonization that would ever be open up for her, but she made it, so she's a saint. This is the day where we were remembered of all those great priests and deacons who came within your life, maybe the one who baptized you, maybe the one who gave you your first Holy Communion, that priest who led you through that marriage encounter, that one who, when you were at your lowest place, somehow reminded you through the power of the sacraments, hey, guess what? You can get your life back together if you just go into that confessional box. God's going to heal you of everything. And though he lived his life in such a way, in a beautiful experience of the priesthood, the church isn't looking into his life. And so he's buried in some place, and maybe not too many people went to his funeral, just like not too many people went to Monsignor Anthony Bowman's funeral just a few weeks ago. Tragedy and truth. But that priest made it to heaven, thanks be to God. So he's a saint with a very small s. And so he's there. And so all these other unknown saints, the saints that nobody ever recognizes, it's their day today. And so we can ask for their intercession too, because they've made it. They made it there. They've lived those heroic lives, even if the church didn't recognize them. And just like my friend here, who I met in Portales many, many years ago, sent me a little message today saying, I like to think of this day as my saint day. The day that's about me becoming a saint. Why? Because I know that's exactly what God wants me to do. And even though I don't think I have the strength to become a saint, maybe I can't be a great saint like Saint Nicholas, who is out there to punch out the heretics who speak badly about the Blessed Mother or speak about our Lord in a bad way. Maybe I'm not going to get an opportunity to do that. Or maybe like Saint Sebastian over there, I'm not going to be able to stand up for my faith in the midst of difficulty and be arrowed and shot for my faith. Or like Saint Michael, who is an archangel who defends us from every attack of the evil one. Maybe I can't be like Saint Clare, who abandoned everything within her life just to follow God and to start a new way of living this religious life, loving Holy Mother poverty. Maybe I can't do that. But the things that God has in store for me, they are for me. And if I just say yes to him in some small way, asking for his grace, I can make it too. I can make it too. This young lady says, it's my day because God wants me to become a saint. He wants me to become a saint. And since he wants me to become a saint, he's going to do everything he can to make me get there. He's going to give me the strength that I need to make it, no matter how often and how frequently I resist it. He wants it, so it will happen. I just need to keep on saying yes. In fact, that's a priest. I was listening to his homily recently. He was talking about saints. And that's one of the things he said. All the saints, just like you and me, just like you and me, they're presented with all the struggles, all the difficulties, all the hardships that you and I are facing each and every day. But what a saint did, a saint just said yes to Jesus. That's it. Just said, yes, Jesus, I want what you want. And after that, he just never stopped saying no. Never stopped saying yes to Jesus each and every day. Never said no again. And every time he said no, he went back to that yes. And never give up on saying yes to Jesus. Yes to Jesus today. Yes to Jesus today. Yes to Jesus today. And that's all you got to do if you want to become a saint. Just keep saying yes to Jesus. And eventually, when you say yes enough times, and when you say yes with your last breath to Jesus, in truth, it doesn't really matter what you said every other time before then. Because that one last yes is strong enough to change your entire direction of your life there before. That's what a saint does. Just keeps on saying yes. So if you want to be a saint, more than just in the costumes that you wear, all you have to do is say yes to Jesus. That's what this day is all about. And so, like my dear friend said, today is my feast day. Because God wants me to be a saint. And so he's going to give me all the grace necessary to do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Cuando pensamos en los santos, ¿cómo debemos mirarlos? Cuando meditamos sobre la vida de los santos, ¿cómo debemos verlos? Miramos que donde viven, Santa Brigida de Sucia, el Beato Carlo de Habsburgo, de Austria, San José Sánchez del Río de México, decía que, oh, él es de mi pueblo, entonces me gusta. O es muy lejos de mí, no me gusta por esta razón. ¿Qué miramos cuando veremos los santos? ¿Miramos que lo hicieron con sus vidas? Como San Isidro, por eso me gusta. O San Sebastián, era un soldado atleta, es mi tipo. O San Isabel Anna Seton, que fue un maestro, un teacher. Quiero enseñar a los pobres y ser un madre como ella.
enfocan en las luchas de los santos. Como Santa Rita de Cascia o San Isabel de Portugal tuvieron a toda su familia peleando entre sí. Y sufren y rezan por todos, finalmente tuvieron paz. Because they had so much struggle within their family, eventually they just offered it all up to God, and through their prayers, were able to bring the family back together. Or San Miguel Pro, sufre de fuertes dolores del estómago. Or San Alexandre de Fátima, estuvo lesada y coja la mayor parte de su vida. Or Santa Jenna Galgani, sufre un largo tuberculosis. Todos esos santos dijeron que Dios utilizará su sufrimiento como una forma de llevar la gracia de las almas necesitadas. Sufren con una aceptación alegre en sus luchas. What do we see when we see saints? ¿Qué fijamos en las hazañas sobrehumanas de los santos? Como Padre Pío, que podía bilocarse todo el mundo. Por San Antonio de Padua, nuestro patrón, que resucitó personas de la muerte. Por como San Martín de Porres, el santo de mañana, que podía curar los enfermos. Nos centramos en los santos que tienen visiones poderosas, como las revelaciones de Santa Faustina sobre la Divina Misericordia de Jesús, como los diálogos de Santa Catalina de Siena con Jesús crucificado, como las vistas de San Bernadette con la Virgen de Lourdes o Santa Lucía con la Virgen de Fátima. ¿Qué nos fijamos cuando fijamos en los santos? Todas esas cosas son buenas. Pero he aquí una manera mejor de mirar por los santos. Mira a los santos con los ojos del Espíritu. ¿Dónde están? ¿Qué están haciendo? Te están animando por mostrando el trono del cielo que te espera. La corona que has de llevar en tu cabeza. La recompensa que Dios te reserva por cada una de tus buenas obras en esta vida. La recompensa por cada oración rezada con perseverancia en este recogimiento. Por el cada sacrificio hecho por causa de su amor en unión con sus sufrimientos en la Santa Cruz. Los santos te muestran que cada suspiro de tu alma por él será un día victorioso. Cuando miras a los santos así, esta visión puede inflamar la esperanza. Nos hace que querer dejar este mundo inmediatamente para la patria celestial. Hoy el Evangelio nos dice que los bienaventurados y los santos son humildes, pobres y desprendidos de todo. Son corazones apacibles que lo sufren todo de todos, sin hacer sufrir nadie a nadie. Devuelven el mal con el bien. La culpa con la alabanza, el odio con amor. Los santos son personas probados, que sufren, los que sufren sus días en la aflicción y con lágrimas, los que están lejos de las gloriosas del mundo, son celosos de su propia perfección y tienen hambre y sed de una justicia cada vez mayor, como proclama nuestro Evangelio. Así, no olvidemos esto. Recordemos que nosotros también debemos convertirnos en santos. Preguntas, ¿nosotros convertirnos en santos? ¿Te asombra esto? Su debilidad le hace ver que se trata de un esfuerzo superior a tus fuerzas. Pero no, ciertamente no lo es. Los santos del cielo nos responden todos. Todos nos dicen que es posible incluso para nosotros llegar a ser santos hoy y ahora. Ahora, lo que ellos fueron capaces de hacer. ¿Por qué no podemos hacer nosotros también esas mismas cosas? Los santos eran tan débiles como nosotros. Pero fue el don de gracia de Dios el que los sostuvo y los hizo fuertes. ¿Por qué hemos de dudar de que también nosotros seremos sostenidos por la gracia? Jesús dijo, pide y recibiré, busca y encontraré, toma y se abra la puerta. Solo pide a Dios la gracia de ser un poco mejor hoy y en sus suficientes días que reces esta oración y respondes a lo que Jesús hace por ti, eventualmente serás como los santos, porque Él quiere para ti, Él lo quiere para ti, incluso más de los que tú quieras para ti. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu.